home, at school, in the neighborhood. WHYY is asking children, parents, and experts what kids need to be healthy, and we're sending reporters out to cover modern kids better. In Philadelphia's Kensington neighborhood, school children step over discarded needles and pass people injecting themselves with drugs as they walk to class. Schools at the center of the city's opioid crisis are struggling to insulate themselves from the problems outside their walls. As Joel Wolfram reports for WHYY, they're also trying to help kids cope with the emotional trauma they carry inside.
Principal Charlotte Maddox shows me a photo collage projected in a conference room at Lewis Elkin Elementary School.
So when I come in, I gotta step over this.
They're not the pictures you typically associate with grade school. Used syringes collected in a jar. A man sprawled unconscious on the playground. The shattered window of a car belonging to a teacher that was hit by a stray bullet. Slide after slide shows images of a school under siege by the opioid crisis.
We have our school police officer who arrives at 6:45, and he circles the perimeter of the building looking for needles, drug paraphernalia, people, trash, encampment material.
Mm-hmm. So this is a daily occurrence?
This is a daily thing, yes.
Maddox and her staff strive to make the school a safe haven for neighborhood kids. But when they head home, they're surrounded by the fallout of addiction.
With all of this that's happening on the outside of the building, we need to be beacons of hope on the inside of the building.
Some parents who have kids at Elkin worry about the conditions around the school. The campus is only partially gated, and most of the fencing is only a few feet high. When their kids get home, many are trapped inside. Maria Cardona has a son in fourth grade at Elkin.
Yes, he's afraid. I tell him to go out to play on the street with the other kids, and he says, no, too much drugs, Mom.
Elkin teachers like Chelsea Trainer work to address these fears about the violence and drug use. Each classroom begins the day with a morning meeting, where teachers invite students to share anything that's bothering them.
They're kind of focused on that in their mind, so when it comes time to read, it's hard for them to look at the words on the page and read because they're more worried about, you know, what happened at home last night, what happened outside their house, what happened on the way to school that morning.
The meetings also help her learn about serious problems at home that she can refer to a school social worker. A Kensington middle school uses a similar approach with students as their understanding of the trauma they experience grows.
All right, guys, so we're gonna start our meeting.
At Memphis Street Academy, a dozen students from grades 5 through 8 sit in a circle in the middle of a classroom. Today, right? School counselor Zeta Collins leads them in a discussion.
Can I hear a yay from anyone who has been impacted by drugs in this community?
What's impacted by
you? Impacted means affected.
Yay.
So lots, everyone's a yay.
This school holds classroom meetings like these every day as part of a learning approach that supports social and emotional development. The idea is to provide a space where students can share what's weighing on their minds. Today, 8th grader Benjamin Holt tells about a man who overdosed across the street from his home. He watched as paramedics loaded the dead man's body on a stretcher.
It's hard to explain the way that they just picked him up and just threw him one. That's, personally, I don't want to see that ever again.
Other students talk about family members who died of overdoses, about being approached by drug dealers, and feeling intimidated by people injecting drugs in public. School counselors say these experiences can lead to behavior problems and depression. Brittany Buchanan is a fifth grade counselor at Memphis Street Academy.
At the root of all of that is sort of these not knowing how to cope with emotions and having to deal with pretty big emotions at a pretty young age.
She says she spends a lot of her time teaching students coping skills. That includes how to communicate how they feel and techniques like deep breathing and yoga to calm them down. Memphis Street Academy and Elkin Elementary School are among a couple dozen schools in Kensington grappling with the opioid crisis around them. The School District of Philadelphia created a task force last year that meets weekly to support these schools. The district is currently working with the city to put taller fencing around Elkin School. Maddox says the gate will be a good start.
It's not over. So I want to make that clear to everyone that it's not over.
She says her school will welcome all the extra help it can get. For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.